שלושים יום, שואל המדור שאומר פסח שלושים יום. So they say, you make a חשבן, you start on Yom Purim Atzmai. We have 16 days left. There's 29 days in Adar, so minus 13, 16. And 14 days till Erev Pesach is 30. So Shloshim Yom is on Purim itself, you have to stop. So drink the schnapps, the Shem Briya Chometz, which is Shichas Kavanah. You know the Balamor says, Yoitz Tashbisu, with eating it up, the state in Balamor, prosperity and so on. So it's far enough though before Yontif that we could still speak in Lomdus on a theoretical plane. Good enough to get to the brass tacks of actually conducting the Yontif. So the Mishnah, I want to look a little bit at the Deacon Bittel and very, very interesting place, the Chosh Mishpat. Is his analysis of one of the issues which has to do with biblical comments. The Arkham is a very incisive and crisp analysis. Early Arba also, and the night preceding the 14th of Nisan, Vaitin as a Chometz Lana. One has to search for the Chometz. To the light of a candle. Rashi writes, Baitkin. Where does Baitkin come from? What is it? The Mishnah says Baitkin, has to be a reason for it. So Rashi says this is a derisive the mitzvah. So the one should not violate by your own by your mother. So that's where we're coming from. You look at the whole Masechet Pesachim. The whole Masechet Pesachim is really a study of one day, starting from the night of Arba Asar through the night of Chamisha Asar of the Seder. It's all the way at the end of the Masechet, the Korban Pesach and everything that comes in between. It's one day in the life of a Yid, slightly more than a day. That's all. So Rashi tells us, since there's a Loisasa by Yerah by Yerotze, we may not possess Chometz. Consequently, we have to rid ourselves of that chometz. So how does one rid oneself of chometz? Very simply, throw it out. Well, that suffices for the chometz that I know about. How about the chometz which is not an open site? I mean, Baruch Hashem, we eat chometz a whole year, and chometz winds up in all types of places that we don't exactly anticipate it to be before Pesach, but it does wind up there. So how are we to rid ourselves of that chometz, the chometz that we're not so readily aware of? There's an obvious corollary of Baitkin as a Chometz. We have to do Bedikas Chometz. So Rashi tells us that Bedikas Chometz is rooted in the derisive Dikadin of Bayiron Bayimotin. Tosfos writes, Orlava also Baitkin as a Chometz, Perisha Kunkras, Shloi Lava Orlava Bayiron Bayimotin. So that one should not violate by your own by your motze. The kosher the reason. And the reason is I find this difficult. Even the tzor of bittel, since there's a necessity of bittel, to the Amar be Gemara, as the Gemara writes, Habayidik tzor of shiyabach. The Gemara says, even one that does bedikas chometz, and as we do in common practice, we do bittel two times after the bedikas chometz. So there's a necessity to do bittel chometz. If you have to do bittel chometz, then what's the problem? Umi the raisa, and the din the raisa, bittel be almasogi. The Gemara says in Daf Dalet that one fulfills the raisa, the requirement of ridding himself of chometz with bittel by itself. So if that's the case, so that means with the raisa, self call self, no matter what I do, I'm going to wind up doing bittel. If I do bittel. So then I don't need to do Bedika. So therefore, am I a Tzricho Chacham Bedika Klav? So why did the Mishnah tell me all our boss of Baitkin as a Chometz Lara Neh? If this is merely the means of ridding myself of Chometz, and the Halacha strictly mandates that I must do Bittul Chometz, and Bittul Chomet suffices to resolve the problem by Yerol by Yimotze, so why should the Mishnah tell me, Oh Lord, I'm also, but there's a Chomet Laraner. Oh Lord, I'm also, I should cook the Kneidlach and go to sleep. And tomorrow I'll get up, and before this man I'll eat breakfast, and I'll do Bittul Chomet, and that's it, I won't be over by Yerol. So what's this whole story of Bidikas Chomet for? What's the story of Bidikas Chomet? So, venerally, he reoffers a different interpretation. The hour of the Sogi of Bittul Ba'alma, even though Bittul in and of itself suffices. Echmiru Chachamim Livdei Chomet Levaro. The Chachamim obligated us to search for the Chomet and to destroy it. In other words, it's not enough to rely upon Bittul. Because perhaps if we have chomets around, we'll come to eat chomets. We're studying Pesachim now in the Shabbos afternoon share. They say, we can't begin to imagine how Midoraisa Pesach looks. It has nothing to do because of all the chumras and all the dinner of Rabbanim. It doesn't look at all like the Pesach that we observe. According to the din of the Torah, I sell my chomets to a god. Leave it all over the house. Put down a little piece of paper. And make my Pesach sticker stuff right here on this piece of paper with the chametz all around it. I can put a tablecloth on the table. Just cover up anything that's there, a clean tablecloth, and that's it. Make a seder. But see, the question is, what were the consequences of observing Pesach like that be? What's the likelihood that many of us would not forget and eat a piece of chametz? It's all over the place. And we're used to eating it. It's nothing that we stay away from. Now, how often does it happen that a person comes to me on a fast day, they forgot, they took a piece of food, they took a drink, and afterwards they realize. So what's so hard, you know, a person comes down, he's 3/4 asleep in the morning, they'll take a piece of chametz and eat it. What's the other shrek? So Mamela, they obligated us to remove the chametz from our rishus. One could, as some do, want to explain, the Ran, that Rashi really holds that there are two dinim min haTorah. The Torah writes, Tashbisu Sa'or Mivotechem, we should remove chametz from our homes. What is the means of that removal? Not so obviously clear. Not so obviously clear. Shema Taimar Imkein and Lonu Menatera of a Bittul Zeh. The only thing that's midrais is Bittul. I mean, the B'dikon be a chomet ikon and a Torah klal, and B'dikon beer have no place for a Torah at all. They're merely rabbinic inventions. The Evshel Lecholoi Martin. It's impossible to say that. How do I know this? So boy be Gemara, B'dikon or Haner mi Nomad. Gemara raises the question, how do we know that B'dikon's chomet has to be the Oira and the Eret candlelight? And Gemara asks me, Nolan is looking for a source. Omuchachin alo mikroi. And the Gemara answers it from a posik. Now you might say, especially if one observes the type of drosha that the Gemara makes, it's not exactly a conventional drosha. The chisema dasmach to the almaninu, that maybe you want to tell me that that's only a smach, just a remez, those psukim, which they certainly do look like. But leisa, he says, that's an inappropriate answer. So chazina tanoi defligo chometzeva mamavar. There's a machlokus among the Tanoim. How do we have to destroy the chametz? Bein man di omer dein bi'o chametz, v'ikam man di omer dein bi'o chametz al asreifa. There's a man di omer who's a big proof to be Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the only acceptable means of bi'o chametz is burning it. Shabbos became common practice that we followed it. The Sfira lehochi, v'donam minoyser, and he learned it from Noyser, because a carbon which remained over time, so he derived from Nois to the destruction of chametz. If the only thing that exists midrash is bittul, mal biyaze shenechlik walop. Then why do they have this whole machlokes? How do you have to destroy it? Who cares? Destroy it. Umuchach behedi v'gemara the b'shalter nechlikul. That they're arguing on a din deraisa. To the Amar Rabbi Akiva Matilu Lavor Shi Av Malacha, that to Havoras and Av Malacha, but Torah Amra Tashbisu Saomi Vatechem. So Rabbi Akiva certainly seems to say that it's referring to it on a deraisa nikkel level. So he's not comfortable with Tosa's approach that Bidikas Chometz, Bir Chometz, is only Midrabbana. Elakachu Ikron Shador. The Rant is the way I see it is the following. She says, "Sha'omra Torah Tashbiso." When the Torah told us, "Remove chametz from your rishus," Yochol is kaim bechem mebeisvah. There are one of two alternatives, equally acceptable. O sheivat the belibo kol chametz sheyesh berishus. Either you do bittul b'leiv of all chametz that you have, the yotzi eno b'machshavta mirishus, and remove it from your thought process. Sogi b'hochim mideraisa. And this suffices me the right stuff, feel the chametz you do. Although even if I have a piece of chametz sitting right on the table, I have a roll sitting on the table, a challah, I'm a vatalist, and that's it all. Or I'm low bit, low believe a cloud, or if I don't bother to be a vatalist, Torah when I Torah she yivduk achra b'chol mokum shu rogel himotzei sham. I have to look at all places which typically may have chametz, v'yivarenum and destroy it. And since there is this concept of biyam in our Torah, therefore they have a machlokas. What is the Torah? How does the Torah intend we should destroy it? The figure of vato. If a person didn't do bittul, chayiv livdoik, then he's absolutely mechuyiv to do the bidikin kedusha lo lav or lo by yirah by yimotzi. The figure of kosher Rashi is al shabodkin es achomus kedusha lo yav or lo by yirah by yimotzi. The derisive reasons for Bidikas Chometz. The Ravonim may have added their own reasons, but midiraisin is its own reason in its own right. V'hainu l'mishenu mevato, aval l'mishu mevato, sogi b'hochi. That suffices. Elo, they should bittul zeh toli b'machshavt and shol b'nei odom. Since bittul is a tenuous process, because it depends on a person's thought process, it's not as absolute as destroying something. V'hain deh osei on shovis. And not everyone is the same. They won't remove it totally from the heart. That bittul isn't at all. So they made bidiko ubi yashu master gamkim in a Torah. So they instituted that because that certainly won't be fine. Or maybe lactosis reasons they'll come to eat it. Either way. Umashmer the tanner the mastis loboy bittul klal of the bidiko. Now this is a very key point. We're going to come back to this in a moment. According to the Ran, the Torah, when it said Tashbisu Sorm Vatechem in Parshas Boy, gave us two means of getting rid of it. One is the process of Bittul, which we'll examine later on. And the other is the process of Bediko, searching Chometz, finding Chometz, and destroying it simply. And both means are acceptable. He says, Midrabbanan, though, they did not want us to rely upon bittul chametz, because bittul leaves open two major loopholes. Number one is that maybe a person does not really mevatel it. How do we know? One person is a very pious Jew and is very concerned that he's really mevatel it. And the next guy doesn't mean bittul at all. Whatever bittul means, but it doesn't mean any of it. So therefore, many people will violate the halacha, and there will be an abundance of chametz over alav, par chametz over alav, pesach alav. So better that people should get rid of chametz. Or Tosis reasoning that shema yovel ochel. Perhaps people who come by mistake, if it's around all over the place, will come and we'll pick it up and we'll use it. Tashbisu is either or. Tashbisu means to get rid of chametz. How you get rid of chametz? Bittul. Bosuk or Bidika Bidika, beer. Tosa says that with the rice all you have is bittul. But that's a rabbinic invention. It may even be according to Tosa, let's say I did Bidika's Chometz. Wait. That's if. Let's take the other if. Let's say I did Bedikas Chametz, and I burned up everything that I found, and lo and behold, I forgot to look under the couch. Now, Pesach ends, and whatever, I happen to have occasion to move the couch, and under the couch, I find 5 Chametz. Now, so I want to ask you a question. Was I Iver by Yiro by Yimotzei or not? Now, according to Rashi, I certainly was not Iver by Yiro by Yimotzei. Why? The Torah gave me 2 means. The Torah told me, do Bittul or do Bedika and Bittul. Do Bittul or do Bedika and Beer. So I did it. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei hasharis. The Torah is not given to angels. We're human beings. I was not, you know, I did the best that I could. I wasn't, that I was pusheya. I made a mistake. Shkiyos mi yobin is no one of said. But I did what the Torah told me to do. So that's all. So what can you say? I didn't succeed. So I didn't succeed. You can't say that I'm guilty for not getting rid of it. Good, I was an oinus. But I was nanas in doing the garments that the Torah told me to do. That's all. According to Tosis, it's not so clear. If I succeeded in getting rid of all the chametz, I don't have chametz, fine. But let's say I didn't succeed in getting rid of the chametz. Not so clear that I'm not able. Why? Because in Shemayim they'll tell me, who told you to do Bedik and Bir? Is that what we told you to do? We told you to do Bittul chametz. And you'll get rid of all the nets, there'll be no problems. And there's no problems of a chametz under the couch that you didn't find. You do Bittul wherever it is. The process works. You decided that you're going to be smarter than the Torah. You're not going to do Bittul. You're going to do Bedik and Bir. That's your invention. And you failed with your invention. So now what do you want? What's it? I didn't say that you don't have to. The guy didn't do Bittul. I want to know what happened. He didn't do Bittul. So if he did Bedik and Bir and he succeeded, he has no chametz. Let's say he didn't succeed. Now what? Does he have a claim to fame? Let's not try to get rid of the chametz. Oh, no. Well, he doesn't have a claim to fame. Because the Torah says, I didn't tell you to do this. This is your own problem. Well, I told you to do this to do Bittul chametz. And you, with that, you wouldn't have violated the halacha. And you'd have decided to be Ayyub Chacham. No, you're going to get rid of all the chametz. Fine. So you are even by your own by your motzi. Forget about if he didn't do the mitzvah of Tashbisa. We're not talking about that part yet. Yeah, Rashi, I believe Rashi, I mean Rashi and the Rav. The Rav gives this explanation of Rashi. So this is a question, and there's certainly Rishonim where it's quite apparent that if I, according to Tosfos, I would have no excuse in terms of Bayero Bayemotzi if I didn't succeed in doing the Bedika proper. Who? Everyone said, the Gemara says, good to Baalmas, oh, you could do it properly. That's another question. We'll see, come back to that. Tosis is not so concerned we're not doing Bittul properly. Tosis' reason that you need something other than Bittul is not that you didn't do Bittul properly, is because Shamayobu la'ochlo. We'll see soon where this comes from. Why Tosis is not concerned, why Rashi is concerned with this problem. The shayla that it remains after the run, and we're going to see the run is very sensitive to it. See, let's go back for a moment to Tosis. Tosis asked the question. Tosis is not so easy to push his question away. Why? Because Tosis asked the following. Umi the rights of a little ba'al masad. Tosis structured it like this. Habaydik tzorok shi'ibata. So even if you do Vedika, you still have to do Vedika. And therefore, there was just pshat in this Mishnah. Now, when all the dust settled, the halacha is that we have to do Bittul. Once we have to do Bittul, we fulfilled it in the Raisa. And then Chazal said that everybody has to do Bittul. It's a Gemara. If I buy the Torah Shiyavatl, then why do I need this halacha? What I need it for? The dinosaur. If you told me I didn't have to do Bittul, okay, so Bedika. But now clearly that Chazal obligated us to do Bittul, so how do they write this Mishnah? How do they write a Mishnah? Where the Mishnah says, Olam Rosh Boitkin as a Chometz Laraner. For what? For what reason? Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav Abaydi Torah Shiyavatl. One second. He's asking, I'm talking according to Rashi's Pshat. Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Shalom Yavar Lava Bayiro Bayimotze. According to Taisvis, that it's not for a derisive purpose. It's exerid the Rabbana, we shouldn't come to eat from a Taisvis. That's Taisvis, it's fine. But according to Rashi, that this Mishnah represents the Dinderaisa. Then what happened there? A Baidik Torah Shivat just doesn't add up. Real time. Even the guy that did this Olah Abasar, Chazal said he has to do Bittul. With the Bittul, with the rights of Bittul Baal Masog, Shein Ois Ba'yiro, no longer Ba'yiro. If there's no Ba'yiro, so then what am I doing the Medika for? For what? To waste my time? What? Yeah, but you have to, one second, what's the Mishnah tell? What's the Din? Well, let's take the dinam of a yid. The mission, the halacha lemaisa, not in theory. Theory, there's a lot of theories, but in the real world, when we get after this sham, we come to the halacha lemaisa. So now, I do bedika. After bedika, can I stop at that point? I have to do bittul, right? So good. So now, I want to know. So I'm going to come back to the yeshiva, and I'm going to ask the Rosh Yeshiva, listen, I don't know what I do. What do you do to me? I spent 5 hours running around doing Bedikas Chometz last night. After that, you told me I have to do Bittul. So what do you bother me to do Bedikas Chometz? All I had to do was do Bittul. And with the right side, with the Alma, which you're going to tell me to do anyhow. So don't bother me. Leave me alone with Bedikas Chometz. You want to tell me theories? Theories, you can write all the theories you want. But the Mishnah's not...
What?
The Mishnah... The Ran writes, this is a derisive sedikadim, shalom yavar lo b'vay yiro b'ay yimotzi. That's what he means. He says, when there's no bittul, I do this, so far. So what's, why will you mechayim me? Oh, Lord, b'osu b'yitkinas v'chomer. And especially, the Ran is willing to say that one of the possibilities why you need bedika, if the bittul is Taisus reason. Midarabonon, but midaraisa. Rashi is talking with the Raisa, so how about does Rashi fit into the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking real time. The Mishnah is talking not a theoretical thing. The Mishnah is telling me, Ayid, what do I have to do? Right, I open up, I want to know, celebrate Yom Tov. I opened up the first line of Masechet Pesachim to find out. So I can go do Bedika. And Rashi says, why? Because otherwise I'm going to violate by your law, by your mother. Right? That's not true. Yes. This whole thing is in the Rabbanan. Nichus Pesach begins with it in the Rabbanan. But according to Rashi, it's beginning with a derisa. Not true. There's no yid that's ever going to have this. Is doing bedikas chometz because shalom yavar lo b'bayiro b'yimotzi. Because they make me do bittul anyhow. Once I did bittul, there's no derisa. So what do you want?
Why
But the Rana is saying the Rana is saying pshat in Rashi that Rashi is reflecting the fact that this is not. This is the din deraisa. Mid deraisa, you have one of two alternatives. You sort of throws it out. Either I can do bittul or I can do bedika. That's what the Mishnah says. He says, the Raviyazu, he writes the following, that I can do one of two things. Either do bittul, the sogi bachum deraisa, or umlo bittul, lo believe a klal, if I didn't do bedika, tzorok manatar, shayib dukachar, bachom vokum shuvogul imbotri shom viyavarenu, etc. Well, the Fika, cost of Rashi, the Shabbat Kunas, 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 the
Shabbat
Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas,
the
Shabbat Kunas, the
Shabbat
Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas, the Shabbat Kunas. So the Ran comes back to this. The Ran doesn't leave us hanging. The Hainu and he's struggling. The Misha and the Mavatam. The Misha Mavatam. So give the Hachi. And then he says, but with the Rabbanan, they made backups. Oh, but what is Rashi talking about? Rashi didn't get into that. That's where Tosis came in, his backups. But Rashi's talking under the Raisibika level. No, Tosis' backup for the. So the Ran says, that the backup is for one or two reasons. Either you won't be mevatel b'leis shalom, or because of tosis reasons. He says both. Following through, according to Rashi's line, this is where there are one, the backup could be for one of two reasons. And so listen what he writes. And this is very important here. Umash madatana de maslisin loboy betukla. The Tana of the Mishnah did not require the bedikah. Ela bedikah. Uvahochi sal sogilei. Lefisha mechkevon shabodak yotze yidei chavosai. That's it. The Tana, was no bittul in the Tana. They did not hold from the din of Abayde Tzorach Shiva. Tana said Abayde, and that's it. Do bedikah chametz and go home. V'mshem yimtza achazach luski yafifiyo, you burn it out, you burn it up. Shem mekamel v'afrei over aleo, then retroactively you were over. Leisa. Shari somcha Torah l'chazokas. The Torah said you should follow chazoka, means do things in the normal fashion, and that suffices. V'chol shabodek oisim mekamel sharogin limotzim en chametz yotzi yidei chavosu. V'ein olochos v'tikam v'shmeikara, that a piece of chametz flew up in the ceiling someplace. He doesn't hold. And that's what Tosis was getting at. Tosis knows he could say that theoretically they're both men of Torah. But why am I hit? Why is it in the Mishnah? Why is it in Halacha L'Maisa? That's what the Ran is saying. The Ran's answer to that is in Rashi, that the Tana of the Mishnah did not hold from Abaydi Torah Shivato. The Tana of the Mishnah held Abaydi, and that's it. You don't need anything more. Now the Rav Yehuda Amarav, Rav Yehuda Amarav came. Rav was mechadish, the chidish for Amar Abayi the Torah Shiyvati. So this is what happened. The parish says, "Shema mitoch shadayt iluya yisha yasha oisim alavaro, and him tzoyva klonu mishas b'tziosav eilach yubi oivu, because he won't be running to burn it right away." This was Rav's the Tana of the Mishnah did not hold from Habaydik Torah Shiva. No, you don't need it. No, but the rice and help. But the rice, you don't need it. You certainly, and according to Rashi especially, as Rashi, as we'll see, derives Bittul Chametz from the Pasuk of Tashbisa. It's part of the derives of the Kedin. It's not just, according to Tosfos, it does not have to stem in and of itself from Tashbisa. It's sort of an outside chiddush. No.
You don't need it.
Do what you want. Shmuel Taylor, why do you like this year? Beautiful of the
That's
for a person that's not going to do bittul. I don't want to do bittul. You know, I'm nervous. I don't know if I'll do bittul the right way. Maybe I'll find a piece of chametz and I'll be too lazy. I want to go to sleep. You know, it's the first night of Chalamoid. I'm knocked out. And my wife will come tell me, hey, you found a roll on it. Oh, leave it till the morning. Leave me alone. Third night I'm going to be up till 2 in the morning burning. So leave me alone. So I'm nervous. So I said, listen, I'll do, you know. So that's it. So I'm not interested in doing bittul. I'm doing bittul and finished. If I'm chametz, I was mevatel at chametz. I don't have to worry.
But really,
that's what the Ran says. The Ran's shot in the Mishnah is you have one of two means. Oyel arbas a boykin as a chametz laraner is midoraisa. That's a deraisa the kedusha. The more we get.
Because
the Tana of the Mishnah, this Tana was talking about right now the din of Abedikos Chametz. The Tana was not coming to teach me all the halachas of Bayiro and Bayi Motze. The Tana was coming to teach me the halachas of Abedikos. How you Makai Abedikos? What's the Quran? No, Mara is listening. Mara knew that this will help. The Tana of the Mishnah was out to talk about the parameters of Bedika. Bedika has parameters. Bittul doesn't necessarily have parameters. Now, there is maybe one place. I'm just trying to think. Let's see it. Come back. There may be one place where the Mishnah does make reference to this later on. We'll come back to that. So the Rambam is very, very careful to sidestep Tosis issue. He understands exactly the thrust of Tosis question. Am I a tzrichu chacham v'vidik as well? So now the question is, so let's turn to Daf. Now Rashi, what is Bittul Chametz? So Rashi learns Bittul Chametz from a pasuk of Tashbisus Armi Batech. The Gemara says, "Bittul Ba'alma Salki Dichsiv Tashbisu V'Loksiv Tva'al." It doesn't say burn it up. It says get rid of it. You shouldn't have it. V'Hashbosu Deleiv Hi Hashbosu. And Hashbosu Deleiv is Hashbosu. It's very interesting. This is Tosis, when he quotes Rashi, says Alma Tashbisu Belezi, that the Shbisu was Belezi. So Tosis says Hashbos is Havara, he will Bittul, and he brings the Rabbi Akiva that the Ran brought. So the Meforshim, the beginning of Shlomo, points out Rashi doesn't say Hashbosu is Belezi, but Rashi says Hashbosu the Leiv, Hashbosu in the Leiv is Hashbosu. Rashi didn't say that Hashbosu is Dach to Belezi. Hashbosu could be Belezi to. So Rashi learns, we'll come back to Rashi, what Bittul Ba'alma Sof, Poshet, what it means is, what is Bittul Chametz? Now Tosfos has a whole story. The Tosfos comes to the end, that Bittul, the Ma'akha Sheh Bittul, have a Hefker V'yotzeh Mershus. And it goes out of its Mershus. Mutter, Kedgar Min Rav Alat Roya Shalachem, V'hoda Min Amiridom Hefker V'fnei Shloishas, V'dirai Yisayin Torah. So Tosis seems somehow that this process is to effectuate hefker, to make it hefker. Wow. In other words, when you say you don't want something, it becomes hefker and you may look.
Why do we care if we have the right intention?
What?
Why do we care if we have
the right intention? Oh, we'll see. So it happens to be according to Tosis didn't say that the problem with Bittul Chametz is the wrong intention. Intentions are not relevant. Hefker is a kinyan. If I give you something, I took a pen out of my pocket and I gave it to you. Who cares what intentions I have? Now I went home without the pen and you went home with the pen. There's nothing to talk about. Hefker is a kinyan. That's it. It's no longer mine. Attention, who cares about intentions? Intentions don't play a role. You threw it out on the street, it's out of your house. It's hefker. Tosis, that's what Tosis learns the Shitose, that the problem with Bittul is Shema Yovala Ochlo. Rashi, though, who learns? Rashi, I can chooses either one that he wants. Rashi learns that Hashbos is believe, it's not Hefka.
What is it?
Now, in the Rishonim, we find two ideas. The Ramban discusses it. The truth is, we have to understand, and Tosis, I see Tosis touches it, and I don't yet know what Tosis means. It's many times that I learned this Tosis, many, many times, Rabbi Yisrael. Many, many times I learned this Tosis. This is one Masechta, one Perek I've been very keen on throughout my life. This is the first Perek in Pesachim, this Sugi particularly. And I see something in Tosis that I didn't see before. Now, but I don't know what it means yet. Shaila is why we call it Bittul. What's it called, Bittul Chametz? This could be that the Ramban himself is bothered by this problem. I don't have a chance to look back today, but I believe that the Ramban himself, but it means Bittul. If it's Hefker, Hefker is Hefker, what do we call Hefker? Bittul. Ramban finds parallels with Bittul of Avodah Zarah. It means to strip something of its significance, of its importance. That's what Bittul is. A person has an Avodah Zarah is mevatel it. It's no longer a worship object. It's a piece of junk. It's taken away its significance. Chometz, I can say it's no longer significant to me. This is no longer a food item. It's a piece of garbage, as far as I'm concerned. Take food, put it in the garbage, it becomes mukta. Why? Because we changed its status. When it was on the table, it was food. When I threw it into the garbage, it's a piece of junk. Mukta, child.
Is it possible to master something in private?
So Tosis, that's what Tosis says at the end, that with the rice you can. That's the Gemara in the Dorum that Tosis cited. Normally the Gemara says Hefka needs the presence of three people. Tosis, that's only with the Rabbanim, with the rice, so you can do it on your own. So Tosis learned that it's Hefka. Why is it called Bittul? Now I'm disturbed. I don't know, maybe I should say disturbed or exhilarated. I was disturbed today wondering why Tosis calls it Bittul. Now I'm exhilarated, but I don't know exactly what the pshat is. Because Tosis, listen to Tosis Loshen. The midrash of a bitl ba'al masagi. Mitam, the may achash a bitl, once he's mevatlet, have a hefka, v'yotze v'roshisa. Now Tosis at the end, and suddenly it's what the minor don't hefka b'fnei shloisha. Midrash ain't so. So what exactly happened here? It's becoming hefka, yes. And that's why Tosis is asking, maybe Hefka needs the presence of three people to allow the process of Hefka. Hefka means that I renounce my property, my ownership rights to it. So maybe that needs three people for it to work. Okay, fine. So then what does Tosis say? Tosis ought to say that Bittul is Hefka. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis is with the rights of a Bittul Ba'al Masod. That somehow through Bittul, Bitam, the me'acha shabitlo have a hefka, the otomer shusa. Right? Tosis does not seem to hit it straight on. Yeah, so what is bitl according to Tosis? Tosis, when I'm with Tam, that we me'acha shabitlo have a hefka. So what's it? That doing? Is it removal or is it hefka? See, that's what I'm asking. The Ran clearly learns. The Ran is very straightforward. The Ran learns that it means hefker. That's the Ran Shita. But Tosis, I'm confused. I don't know exactly yet what to make of Tosis. I don't know yet what to make of Tosis exactly. And this will have to come back to. This will have to come back to. Now, the question at hand. The question at hand is the following. The Ran writes, "Mao inyan bitul zeh, mulo bigamar, da bihod amin abaydi torah shivatol, the bitul b'din hefker, but the machinon alo ayv seif etainim." Brings riots that it's a din of hefka. Now here you have where do you have an idea of bittul in the Mishnah? Later on, and we didn't get there yet in Ashir Shabbos Eftim Daf Mem Tes, we have the following: Ahoylich Lishchay Tes Pischay. Person is on the way to Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach. V'nisker sheyesh lo chomesh b'tok beisach. And now you can't shech the Korban Pesach while you still have chometz. If you can run home yet, burn the chometz, and then get back on the road and make it Yerushalayim. And if not, if it's too late, he'll go back to home to Natanya. By the time he turns around and goes back to Yerushalayim, he's not going to make it in time for Yom Tov. He's Yivato believer. So you have bittul in the Mishnah. It's all the bittul in the Mishnah, even according to the Tanakh. And it says bittul, about the believer, the Mishnah, not mem tes. And there is bittul in the Mishnah. The Ran learns that it's begin hefka. But the Ran seems to learn pretty clearly. It's a din of hefka. It's begin hefka. And he finds the Gemara's parallels to it. There's other halachas that the Gemara compares to it are straightforward din of hefka. The Ran seems to learn straight on din of hefka. But
why are we worried that if you don't mean it, you don't care what you mean?
Well, that's part of the problem. In the Rabbi Kivager is that problem on the Ran. In other words, the Ran, the Shitose, that holds its Hefker, so who cares if it doesn't mean it? So Rabbi Kivager says, Dvarim Shebalei Bein Dvarim. See, according to Rashi, you can't ask that question. What's the Rabbi Kivager? According to Rashi himself, it's not a kasha. Why? Because Rashi, who learns that I'm supposed to believe, if you learn that Rashi learns the Shita, which is similar to the Ramban, that you take away the Cheshivas from it, So then the whole din is belayed. It's not a kinyan. Since it's belayed, so if you have other things in lathe, you can say, Varam Shabalayvain and Varam. If I do something and I don't really want to do it, but I do it, so what you did is dumb. But something which I don't really do is just simply a feeling that a person has. If I have a counter feeling, I have a feeling I want to be Mavatla, and a feeling that I don't want to be Mavatla Chometz, I didn't do anything. When we're dealing in feelings.
Is there a time period?
Rashi may not. It may be a problem if you change your mind any time. Now, why doesn't Rashi learn Hefka? Sotosis holds that it's not in Tashbisu, so therefore Tashbisu is on the act of burning up Chometz. Tosis learns, so therefore it can't be. Tosis learns, and that's the Tosis of Dalit. It can't mean it's not in the Pasuk of Tashbisu. So those have to say it's Hefka. So it really helps for an outside reason. Tashbisa saw me Botefa. If I sold all my chametz before Yontif, so that's it. So I don't know if I was Makayim Tashbisa in and of itself as a mitzvah. In other words, in an act of being Makayim, but certainly the Torah said I shouldn't have chametz. I certainly lived up to that. Now, why doesn't Rashi hold with the Mahalach of Hefker? So part of the problem, I think, is the Lashon of Bittul itself. Seems a little bit.
You have a reverse thought.
Back. No.
No, sir.
You'll hear in a moment. Okay. Let's listen. Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. Choshen Mishma. Hilchos Hefker v'nichte ager. Kol dovo shal Hefker, something is Hefker, kol akoydim bo zocha. Bein shuhud var mufker v'aymeid, whether it was something which has always been ownerless. Or whether it was once owned by someone and he renounced his ownership. That's halacha. Halacha base is the Rambam. A hefker afa bishenu neder, even though hefker is not a neder, but nevertheless harehu kamoi neder. It's parallel to a neder. She'osur lachsaba. That one cannot change his mind. Umahu a hefker now halacha gimel. These possessions of mine are available to anyone. Whether movable goods or real estate. Halacha dalet. Ketzad din hefker kol akoidim zochabo. Whoever takes possession of it first. Konohu la'atzmo v'nasa shalo. If he wants to go, run and make his own kinyan to it now. Rafilu zeshe if kiro. But he has to make a new kinyan. He cannot rescind the fact, I changed my mind.
If
it's in his chotah, he's not in his chotah.
Yeah, but it's
not viral, but it's
only chometz
in your possession. No, it's because you own it. It doesn't have to be in your possession, your ownership. If you have chometz that's in the port authority, and it's your chometz, and it's a locker in the port authority, it's still your chometz. You own it. It doesn't help you. Doesn't have to be.
Or at least the problem would be the chometz that's in your property.
Or whatever, it's something else. But what happens, chometz acting on chometz is not in my property.
That we have to make it okay.
So you cannot rescind hefker. Once I renounce ownership, I can be kind of it. There's anyone else. I can run and make a king, but I can't rescind the ownership of it. That is a very, very fascinating ketosis, Reish Ayin Gimel Aleph, who goes into this, why exactly, what the basis for this is, that he's not sure where it comes from. But this is the Rambam's view. And he goes through a number of different issues and shots, how they work out. And he goes to the following. So he writes the following. Gemara says that, Gemara in the Sugi and Shabbos, and the Kuf Lamed Aleph, and the Lezer the Milo, the Gemara talks about the fact that a machshirei mitzvah you can do on Shabbos according to Rabbi, not only the mitzvah itself, but according to Rabbi Lezer, if you need a knife to do the meal with, you can make a knife on Shabbos to machshirei mitzvah. And he must say, how about tying tzitzis in on Shabbos? I have a bag and I have tzitzis, I want to be mekayim, so it's machshirei mitzvah to tie it in. Why can't I tie it in on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, because it's the more interesting to be odo lachkirim, because I could be master the beggar and I wouldn't necessarily have to put tzitzis in it then. So So the tzeis is mitai imtein mashma the legamri yotim rishuso. They totally left his rishus. Why? The imi tam neder. In Rashi wrote there the nofik rishuso besula rami chiyuv ale. It's not in his rishus and he doesn't have a chiyuv. Imtein mashma the legamri yotim rishuso. The imi tam neder. If it's neder, so it's not really a kinyan. If you say it's a kinyan, you wouldn't need neder. If something go when I'm out of my rishus, the reason that I can't get it back is because I don't own it anymore. So how can I say that something that I don't own, it's mine, I changed my mind. If hefka means giving up my ownership, and I gave up my ownership already, then of course I can't rescind it. So when the Rambam says the reason that I can't rescind it is because it's similar to a nether, so the Rambam's saying that I still possess it. So then why is it that by tzitzis, Rashi said the reason that by tzitzis, if I'll be masquerade, it won't be mine anymore, and therefore I won't have to put tzitzis in. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't leave your rishus. That's why I have to say it's a nether, you can't rescind it. So why is it? So how one came mashmud al gamri it's in Rishusa. Dimi tam nether akati shalom, elisha also lachtava. So he says, ve'ev shalom, and then he the habi shalom, the komokam enu Rishusa. It's not in his Rishus. Now, and the halacha talks about two things. The halacha talks about something that I own, and something that's in my Rishus. My Rishus means that it's fully subject to my control. Now, for example, Rabbi Yochanan says in a very famous maimer in Baba Kama that if someone steals an animal from someone else, Shneyam Yichaynam Yichaynam Nagdisho, neither one of them could be Magdisho. The Ganav can't be Magdisho for the obvious reason that it's not his. The owner cannot be Magdisho because he's Shneyam Bereshuso, it's not under his control now. So he wants to say it's considered it's a lacking in control. Came with the also Lachsavo, so it's not under my control. So he says, now he wants to come to our sugya. What's going to happen? How will this affect Bittul Chametz? So he says the following. Ev Shalom or Nami may high time of Shita's Rashi with Bittul Chametz. That Rashi Shita and Bittul Chametz is also for the same reason as the Rambam. It's not a full fledged hefta. Except anyone can take it, and I'm bound not to change my mind or my word. Bisham Diksiv Tashbisa. The Torah wrote Tashbisa. Ubitoisus Kostum Bisham Hefter. Diksiv Lechosh Shalachoy Yataroa Valataroa Shalachayim Vishalu. It's not mine. According to the Rambam, Hefker I still owe. Except I can't rescind that which I said because it's an Isur Bal Yachal. The same has to be Mekai Meni Neder. It's still mine. And therefore I'm going to violate Bal Yiro. So now we ask that himself from before, from the Sugya in Shabbos. I just wrote above that something which is no longer subject to my authority is considered Eino Shalom, and therefore I wouldn't have to put tzitzis into it. So let Rashi say I'm master it, and now it's no longer in my Rishus, and it's not considered Shalom, and that should suffice for taking care of the problem of Bittul Chametz. He says, this won't work. This is very crisp. Why? He says, because chametz, asoa, kosu, ki'ilu bereshuso. The Torah, the halacha writes, the shnei dvarim einu bereshuso shalom. There are two things that I don't know. Ba'asoa, kosu, ki'ilu, hein bereshuso. But the Torah considers them as if they're in my rishus. What are they? One is bar bereshuso rabim. I go out, I bring a digger and loader, and I'll dig up the whole 70-30 of me. I'll make a huge trench, 35 feet square. And 25 feet deep. And I put up a sign, listen, if anyone falls in and gets hurt, so Mayor Blumberg, he's the one that's responsible for the city and the oath. So go bother the mayor. You come to me, what do you want from me? I own New York. I don't own New York. I don't own the streets. So what are you telling me to build for? What do you want from me? So that's the law of Burr. Shnei Dvorim Einu Bereshuso Shalom. They're not in my possession. But Ba'asoa Makosu, the Torah holds me accountable as if it's in my possession. So you can't send the bill, you can't bother Uncle Mike, you're going to come bother me for doing such a thing. Secondly, it's Chometz, because Chometz really becomes Osu B'Hanu. some which is also by no, you don't know. So how can I ever violate by your own by your mother? I don't have to do anything. But chametz in my closet. Yom Tov comes, chatzos, it becomes also by no. I don't own it anymore. So I'm not even by your own. So how did Torah say this at Easter by your own? Is aso atar afilu rishusa. So he says similarly here. Mishum hachi kosev Rashi mishum tazish bisa. So therefore he says that's the same problem here. You want, it's not in your reshus, but you own it. You're right. In other words, so technically, just by the fact that you, since you still own it, is achso akosot yinu b'reshuso. The Torah considers it as if it's in your reshus. So therefore, by tzitzis, the kunst of getting it out of your reshus, that it's not under my authority, that's enough. But chometz is essentially not under your authority anyhow. And nevertheless, the Torah holds you responsible for it. So what's going to help to renounce authority? The Yisr HaNor renounces your authority over it more than you've renounced authority now. It removes, really, principally, your entire ownership from the Chometz. And yet, I saw HaKosu Filu Rishu, so the Torah says, it's yours. It was yours until Yandim. It's only not yours because the Torah is taking it away from you. But that doesn't help. In other words, as long as you're learning, as long as you're associated with that Chometz, and here you own the chometz in actuality, just not under your authority, as I saw Kosov Yilub Rishuso, very crisp. The Torah placed it under your authority, not only your ownership, but under your authority too. And therefore, he says, that's where Rashi says it won't help to come on to Hefka. Because if you want to master it, he holds like the Rambam, that it's not fully giving up the rights of it. And therefore, even though in a certain measure it's not Rishuso, but that won't help you, since ultimately you own it, as I saw Kosov Yilub Rishuso. So therefore, that's why Rashi was forced to go on his own particular mahalach of tashbisu, meaning that believe I rid myself of it. Now that's why Rashi l'shitoso says that the problem is that I won't be about to believe sholem.
First of all, Rashi, I know it's not what is it in your heart?
It's insignificant to me. In other words, if I don't want... So in other words, I'm a pious Jew. And listen, how much effort that I put into making Yom Tov. So if the Torah said not to possess Chometz and Chometz, all the Chometz is a bunch of junk as far as I'm concerned.
It's dust.
Now that's why in the Loshen, it's interesting, if you look at the Loshen of the Bittul Chometz, the Loshen already says two things. Love a hefker, libotto, but have a hefker after the ara. Now when you make something hefker, you don't have to make it like the dust of the earth.
Yeah.
What's the pshat libotu v'lahavi hefker? Because really all nusach is a combination of both shitas v'shenim. The shita of Tosfos and the Ran, that it's hefker. The Ran is the most clear cut that it's hefker, straight out hefker. Tosfos hefker. So we say hefker. But according to Rashi, hefker is not going to help. It's like l'havi ka'afadar. It's a bunch of junk. I took yesterday's bread. It's dried out. What do you do with it? So
it's very hard to, it's very understandable why it would be very difficult to deal with fear. I have all these statements, but I have all these.
So the Achreinim say, why is it that a person sincere? If we're sincere because of our Yerusha Shemayim.
But let me ask about this. The person has this comment which may be expensive, the kosher stuff. The person says, no, I want to keep the mitzvah. It should be done. Then let's say on tape that he sees whatever in the freezer, that is the freezer broke and stuff.
Yep.
Wouldn't he have said it's dust? It's dust.
No, it's dust in the first place. He's not saving it for AFC, it's dust. Finished. I don't care.
It happens to be.
It's interesting. Technically, you're right.
Yes, I wouldn't care if it's oil.
Because Lamaisa, right now, I don't care. Pesach, I don't want to know a note from it. I don't want to have it. It's interesting, probably because of your reason. There's a very interesting halacha, which is not known as the Siman Tov Mem Ches. And the Siman Tov Mem Ches, we have the following. What happens if I was Mevatel the Chometz, and for some reason I find out after Pesach that the Mechiras Chometz didn't work? Didn't work. So you find out, for example, this is an amazing story. It actually did happen. I remember it. I saw it in the newspaper in Eretz Yisrael. I remember when it happened. It's about 38 years ago. The Shabbos going in Bnei Brak died. I've told you this before. No, Bnei Brak is such a firm place that they found out that even the Shabbos going they need to. How did this come about? As far as they know, they had an Arab, and he was married to an Arab woman. The guy died. So the lady went to the Chevra Kaddish and told him, listen, my husband is a Yid, and I requested upon his death that he wants to be buried among the Jews. So they investigated the matter, and Kachoy, he wasn't an Arab, he was a Yid. So even the Shabbos day when they rocked with a Yid. So now, let's say we find out, right? Motzei Pesach, the guy died. It's not when it happened. It happened some other times during the year. But let's say Motzei Pesach, he died, and we find out, lo and behold, the whole Mechiras Chometz was down because it didn't work. So now what? So all I have left is Bittul Chometz. So the Rishalmi says, if all I have is bitl chametz, the chametz remains also banois to Pesach. We don't allow you to use it. Probably for the types of reasons we're afraid that you didn't do it properly, so otherwise it will open up. It's subject to tremendous abuse. And that's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. If you just did bitl chametz, that's it. You're down the teeth. Yeah, that's in your Shulchan. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Shulchan Aruch.
Even though you hide the material, so how's that any worse than being the problems like you?
Well, listen, so what do you do? The Mechira didn't help. You made a Mechira, it didn't help. So now it's still yours.
No, but you
sold to a Yid.
No,
so that's it. Most of it, so you sold it to a Yid. So that's not going to help. You know, even that Yid, besides the fact. But let's say the Mechira didn't help for Ma'ezer Tamsha Yid. And you wanted Bittul as a backup. Or let's say Stam, the Rav, maybe in that case it was sold to a Yid, it was worse. Okay, the Rav made a mistake and the Bittul and the Mechira's Chametz didn't work. He botched up the Mechira. So therefore, what?
But isn't it really like Hefter?
It's not exactly, no. Why is it Hefter?
But you were giving it ownership.
You got into a whole problem. This you start to get into. If it will work with Tom Hefter or not. But so for so, it's not going to be better than Bittul Chometz, and Bittul doesn't help, so you're back to where you started. I mean, you're referring to the Gemara of Abba Basra. The Gemara says that Nichsiachim or Ram to Midbar, whatever, if you master something and the one that's supposed to be kind of didn't get it, it could wind up in some cases be Hefka, the Gemara Dachman Gimel, I think, of Abba Basra. But so even if here it wound up Hefka, but it's not better than Bittul. It's a form of Bittul, and Bittul doesn't help. You cannot possess Chometz. It does not mean, Lawyer Roy, you cannot see Chometz. I'm rather fascinated with the fact. I'm not. And Regish people can do what they want, but I'm talking merely from the standpoint of the halacha. Let's say you put a challah inside your china closet, okay? You tie your china closet, close it, and you sell your china closet, lock, stock, and barrel with the Mechiras Chometz. You have to put paper over the glass. People think so. Maybe in Regish, you don't want to see Chometz on Pesach. Fine, I understand that. But well, Din, I don't believe there's any chiyuv. Means you should not possess Chometz. Okay, Rabbeinu, it's time for tomorrow.
Next week? Opinion?
See you.